Stevie Nicks was married Stevie William Nicks Shatner.
Was thinking about marrying William Shatner back
Stevie
in the
90s. Stevie Nicks yeah married William Shatner. Yeah. So she'd have been Stevie Shatner, of course.
That's
so
right.
There you go. It's 7:31, and that is Travis and Gaslight.
Barry. Isle of Wight Ferry. Barry, right. Isle of Wight.
What have you got?
We've got missing candles. That's what we've got.
Ah.
We've been sent in a load of candles that have gone missing.
We've been sent in candles yes that have gone missing.
Yes. So I'm Sam. My partner is Alex. Hello. We live in Macclesfield. Oh. In 2023, we started making and selling candles.
Oh, that's
and
good
wax
idea
melts and diffusers.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, I do that.
Our candles and melts are made from soy wax and fragrance oils. They are hand-poured with love in our spare bedroom. We're due to have a baby in June. Unrelated, right. I imagine. It will be our first child.
Oh.
And sensing we won't have much time for marketing in the near future, we're hoping to gain some followers now. We know Chris has the beautiful molecule candle. We're not competing with that.
No.
Instead, we've sent you a selection of our range to sniff and enjoy. Blackberry and rhubarb.
Oh.
Pain au chocolat.
Oh.
Coffee mocha. Peppermint and eucalyptus, pig pepper and rosé.
Peppermint and eucalyptus has got to be a strong scent, hasn't it?
Yeah, Tuscan herbs as well. We hope you enjoy them. It would mean the world if you could give us a mention. We never got them. Hence another letter. Sam and Alex here again. We send you a parcel of goodies from our little business, Strix Candle Company, from your letters feature. We sent it on the 14th of April, tracked. But as we haven't heard anything further, we're hoping the parcel made it to you and doesn't disappear somewhere else in the global building. From Sam and Alex.
Oh.
So we haven't found them.
Oh.
Now, I don't want to point any fingers.
Go on.
But.
Go on.
I don't want to point fingers.
But. Point.
Does Dan O'Connell like candles? You know, that's what
who
I'm
doesn't like a nice well, scented candle?
That feels like you're fingering Dan.
I'm not fingering Dan O'Connell.
I did see him walking around the office holding some candles in his arms, laughing
did
maniacally.
You?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And then he ran off down the corridor.
Yeah. On Instagram, they're Strix Candles, which is S-T-R-I-X, and then the word candles.
Mm.
And they do look very lovely. Sam and Alex, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for sending them. Unfortunately, we haven't yet got them.
Or we might have done, but we don't know where they are.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have got rid of them, would
and,
we?
And they were hand-poured in their back bedroom.
Yeah, hand-poured in the back bedroom.
And now she's pregnant.
Exactly.
There you are.
Two and two.
Oh, well...
They look lovely.
I mean, we've given you a mention now, so I hope, yeah. It, I hope yeah it helps.
I'm sure they smelt really nice.
I really do think they would smell lovely. But yeah, if we see them, we'll let you know, Sam and Alex. We'll light one.
You know what you could do?
What?
You could just go to chrismiles.shop and buy my candle instead.
Ah, there you go. You could do that.
Yeah, do. Do you know how many people are on my website now?
Go on.
I can tell you. None.
None?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no, one person.
That's Jeff.
Whereabouts? Oh, that's me.
That's me.
Oh, is it you? Are you on my website?
Yeah.
It says I've got one person right now, and I can zoom in and see where they are. They're in London.
Oh. It's me, because I'm in London.
Oh, you're there, aren't you? I mean, you're here.
Different pots to yours.
Yeah, they are very different to yours,
yes
actually.
They're different candles.
Yes.
So you...
Theirs are in jars.
Scroll down on theirs
yeah,
a little
like
bit.
Jam jars, don't they?
Nice website.
It's a lovely website, isn't it?
Reasonably priced.
They call them jars.
Hmm. Coffee mocha jar.
Now, which one looks better, Dom? Theirs?
Yeah.
Or cut back to mine at chrismiles.shop?
No, I mean, you can't really compete, can you?
There you go. James helped with the label, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you?
Made it in Photoshop.
Did you?
Don't give away all the tricks.
Oh, sorry. I made it in Paint, Microsoft Paint.
Yeah. Shh. That's yeah it. That's good.
Oh, I've got people on now.
Where are they?
Oh, they're all over the UK. Look,
right.
Look, the map of the UK is now like a spotty teenager's face. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, that is quite a... That's quite a varied array of people, actually.
You know, if there's 308 people on now, if every one of them bought a candle, A, it would be a miracle, but B, it would be a great Tuesday.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah. Amber Moss and Tonka Bean. Holly Willoughby said it smelled lovely.
Did she?
Yeah, because I gave her... I gave her a candle.
Right.
I almost said I gave her one.
Yeah.
Like a child.
Mm, that's funny.
Holly Willoughby, I gave her one.
Oh, that's
a
nice.
Candle.
Can you put her quote on it?
I was going to say, can you do
a I think we need
permission?
To get a permission.
Yeah.
Ah.
No?
Just make him up.
Just make him up. Really?
Yes.
Elton John said, they're divine.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, they're the best candles he's ever sniffed.
Here's a legal question.
Hmm.
If Elton John was talking about a piece of art once, and he said, it's beautiful, I love it, about a painting.
Yes.
And then I took that quote and put it on my website, and it said, Elton John, and then the quote, it's beautiful, I love it.
Yeah.
I've never said he's talking about my candle.
Right.
I'm just saying he once said those words.
Yes.
Where do I stand legally? Is it a bit of hot water?
I don't think he'd sue you. That's
right.
The advice the lawyers give you.
Yeah.
Try it. Put it up for 24 hours and see what happens. See if you get any letters.
I asked, when I wrote my book back in the day, I wanted the back of the book. I wanted to just play with the format of books.
Mm.
And on the back of the book, I wrote a biog for Elton John.
Right.
So that you would look at my book, Chris Moore's book, and then you'd read the back, and it would be all about Elton John.
Right.
And then right at the bottom, it would say, this book is nothing to do with Elton, is not about Elton John.
Mm.
But I needed to get permission to do that, and his people said no.
No, really? Because Elton would have said fine, wouldn't he?
I think so. I think they found it funny.
Oh, why do people not have a sense of humour?
I don't
know. Now, do you remember the Hawthorns?
Yeah, your future home.
Future home. So we've had a letter. Dear friend, that's me. We have enjoyed many wonderful events so far this year, and as always, there are lots more to come. Now, this was actually dated the 11th of April, but for some reason, we've only just got it. With Easter nearly upon us, we have our mini market on Good Friday. We have a brilliant Italian tenor called Yuri here on Easter Monday.
And
there will be Easter eggs.
Tenor.
Chris, our spring dinner dance held in March was a great success. The event started with a Prosecco reception.
Oh.
Served with canapés, followed by an amazing...
A can of peas?
Canapés. Amazing six-course meal, ending with dancing and entertainment.
Now, who's dancing after a six-course meal?
This is I shouldn't laugh. This is an older people's home.
Yeah, go on.
If you like. The band are called Revival. Revival were fantastic. Well, but just in case any of them, you know. Revival were fantastic as always, and the moves on the dance floor were just as good. The Hawthorns Braintree supports the government campaign to combat loneliness. Quite good in older people. All the events are complimentary. I read that as compulsory. They're not. All the events are complimentary.
You went to the Hawthorns, didn't you? We dropped you off with your suitcase.
Yes. Yeah. You say drop me off. You pushed me out of the bus.
It's one of my favourite videos.
I know it is.
Oh, it's
I know
lovely.
It is, Jay. It's not. Donations are welcome in raising money if you'd like to. We look forward to seeing you soon. Kindest regards, Paul, who's the general manager.
Lovely.
If you're in the area and, you know, you're getting on a bit, you could do worse than head into the Hawthorns, I reckon.
It was nice in there, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
We played bingo. Was that
that's a different one. We never went inside the Hawthorns because we knew that Dominic would never leave.
But all the inmates looked like, you know, very happy.
Daddy, I'm home.
We were waving at them through the window. I think they were waving. Get me out. No, they weren't. They weren't trapped. They're there on their own accord. Thank you very much indeed to the Hawthorns and many more years of happy fundraising. And don't forget, fire alarm testing Thursday, 7 p.m.
What floor do you want your little apartment on?
I don't know.
Ground floor? Is it nice to make it easier for you?
Yeah, ground would be ideal.
Okay, we'll sort that out for you.
If that's okay.
At the Hawthorns, Dominic's future home.
Because I like gardening, so it'd be nice to have a bit of a garden view, if that's okay. Thank you very much. What are you showing, Jamie?
Just that moment that you got dropped off at the Hawthorn.
I didn't get dropped off. I got shoved out of a bus.
Our tour bus and we opened the door.
Do you know what happened? I was asleep. You woke me up saying, we're here. You opened the door. You threw me out and then threw my suitcase out. Literally opposite the Hawthorns in Braintree.
You both just pushed on back out the door.
We just stopped in the middle of the road in a massive tour bus and just blocked all the road up.
And then it drove
traffic
off.
Jam.
And then we tried to speed off, but it was too big to go around the corner.
Yeah, good. Karma. Oh.
How do people get hold of you, Dom, if they want to send you a letter?
Sure, email dom@radiox.co.uk or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X. 30 Leicester Square in London. WCTOH 7LA.
Woo! Dominic. Dean in Harlow says, I'm working at the Hawthorns tomorrow morning.
Oh, right.
I originally signed Dom up for the emails.
Oh, Dean, it's all your fault. Thank you, Dean.
There you go.
What do you do at the Hawthorns, Dean?
Well, tomorrow he's going to be asking about availability for you.
Right, lovely. The Chris
Moyles Show. It's 7:41.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Can I get a woo-woo? Oh, yeah.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean... I just wanted you to see my new Wix kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wix, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Where do you want to go on holiday for your birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Anywhere.
You can't just search for anywhere.
You can on Love Holidays.
You kept that under your sun hat.
We've got 37,000 hotels worldwide and a smart search that will help you narrow things down in a flash. Even if your destination is anywhere, that's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
At Waitrose, you can now get your everyday essentials at new lower prices. So, carrots are lower, apples are lower, lemons, flour, fish fingers, broccoli, chickpeas and mature cheddar are all lower, lower, and yep, you guessed it, lower. Get all these and more everyday essentials at new lower prices at Waitrose. Shop in-store or online at waitrose.com today.
Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
Hey, Mum. So, you know we met Zara, my financial advisor?
Yeah.
Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan, so you can get that bungalow near me.
Oh,
and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Oi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show. Let's all see what professional chaos the Chris Moyles Show are getting up to right now.
Radio X. But initially, just on his own, his wife may join him in about 30 years. But yeah, just on his own, yeah. Dominic Byrne. Can I call you back?
Okay, Chris, we're on now. Who are you talking to?
Interflora.
Interflora!
Just getting you some flowers.
Oh, lovely.
I would have got them from Zing Flowers. Yeah. They're amazing every time.
They are.
But the you can't get them anymore.
No.
So not so amazing and not so much every time.
No.
Pippa has got a game to play for us.
Yes.
Which we will do at some point this morning. It's a little roundup of stuff that's happened over the weekend that Dominic and I won't know anything about.
No.
And one of us will blag the answer. Yeah.
We didn't have time yesterday.
Didn't have time because it was a bit of a guest fest. We had a load of guests on. But right now, if you don't mind, I'm going to play the Beastie Boys for you. How do you feel about that? Oh, they chopped the air bit off.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't bloody work, did it? All right, what do you do with a football then?
Kick it!
Great.
Classes at
That was very strange. As you know, we broadcast live from Leicester Square in London every day, and Leicester Square is a lighthouse for the dregs of society. It's a little bit like the Cantina Bar in Star Wars. Scum and villainy, or whatever the line is. And there's somebody in Leicester Square now, and they are dancing to themselves. They just stood in Leicester Square having a dance.
I imagine there's no music playing close to them, because I can't see a speaker or anything.
They're holding their jacket in one hand and they are giving it large. Yeah. They're on their own, seemingly. Don't know their backstory or exactly what's going on.
No.
However, I noticed this by looking out the window whilst we're playing the Beastie Boys. And then Pippa came to have a little look and she quite rightly pointed out he was dancing in time to the Beastie Boys.
It was perfectly in time.
We don't think he's listening to us because I'm talking now and he's still dancing.
Maybe he's on the app. There's a little delay.
Can you see him, Dom? Let's see if he's...
I can see him. I hope he gets out of the way of that lorry.
he stopped. Oh. Just as the lorry's going by.
That's it.
But I don't think that'll stop him, Dom.
Well, the music's in him, Chris.
Yep.
The music's in him, and
he's
he wants to get it out.
The music in him.
He wants to show everyone what he's all about.
I don't think it's just the music he has in him.
No,
I think he's got a lot of drugs and booze.
I mean, he may not have either of those things, but he's
still going.
He's certainly enjoying himself.
You should go dance with him, James.
No,
I think that'd be good. He's not harming anybody. People are just walking past and he's just stood there. He's living his best life.
He's smiling at people walking past him. He's just waved at somebody. He's having a lovely time.
Shall I change the music and just see if
See if it works. Ah, he's leaning back now. He actually is. That works a treat, that does.
There he goes.
Do you know what? It's the weirdest thing, because he seems to be moving in time with everything you're playing.
Pointless.
How easy...
He's changing his style.
How easy is it to get Weapon of Choice up? Because he's doing a bit of a Christopher Walken already without knowing it. Oh, hang on.
Oh, what?
He's put his coat on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's just put his coat on. And he's pretending he's Batman.
Here we go, Dominic.
Oh, Christopher Walker, give us your best. Here he goes. Look, he's just started dancing again. Oh, this is great. Look, absolutely in time with the music. Don't be shy by the tone of my voice.
Foo Fighters.
Hello, sir. Yeah.
Do you know what? The thing is, I said to my agent, listen, if you're going to come and see me at work, just come straight to the building. Exactly. Don't mess around.
This is the content klaxon. Because someone in the studio has some content for the show.
It's not me. As clearly, not me.
I'm staring
at a man dancing in Leicester Square.
It's your man in Leicester Square.
Who's got content?
It's me.
Oh God.
Now it's only a little bit.
It's a little update, isn't it?
It's a little update.
Just a little bit.
Now, do you know my hometown of Whitehaven?
Brownhaven. Oh.
Brownhaven,
where the water's brown because they murder Umpalumpas.
They don't murder Umpalumpas.
Yes, they do.
It's connected to your statement there.
Have you doctored that photo I've just put up, James? Because that is browner than
that
ever.
Is like That's Willy horrific. Wonka's chocolate factory.
It is. That is not doctored. If you want to see it, Google Whitehaven Harbour, scroll down.
Is it genuinely not doctored? You haven't touched that picture. No. That's horrific.
It now looks thick and gloopy.
It's got so much worse, hasn't it?
Augustus Gloop is in there.
He is? Yeah.
Augustus Gloop is not there. Anyway, for a few years now, Whitehaven's had a harbour.
We've got a lovely brown river for you.
And people like Chris have been spreading rumours that we've been drowning Umpalumpas in the harbour.
That's right.
I don't want a rumour now.
Poo.
Go on.
It's not, but what they've done.
Yes.
It's not poo.
No, it's not.
But we know this now because they've put a sign up.
Please say the sign says this is not poo.
What have they said?
So they've made it official.
Welcome to Chocolate Land. I'm really hoping they've done that. Because that's how you make the money.
So they have an official sign now.
Why is the water orange? It's not orange. It's brown in Whitehaven Harbour. The water in Whitehaven Harbour first turned an orange-brown colour, hence brown, in November
2022.
The contaminated water is getting into Queen's Dock through a culvert, which is a large pipe that releases water from Branstea Beck and the Branstea Railway Tunnel drainage system.
Not a sewer system, thank you.
In recent years, the tunnel has started to flood. Tests have shown that the flood water has iron in it, which makes sense because the area is known for mines. I love how the sign says, well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We share our community's frustrations that the appearance of our harbour and the reputation of our Georgian town continues to be damaged. A task force of agencies, authorities and regulators is now working hard to identify solutions, determine licence requirements and source much-needed funding to bring an end to this ongoing issue. Brownhaven!
Yes, they have a task force. Excellent.
Now, when did this sign go up?
A few days ago, my friend Naomi sent it to me.
Didn't you say two years ago that you think it's iron that's causing the water to go brown from the iron mines?
Well, I wasn't certain, but I was certain it wasn't poo without
but,
you.
But you hazard a guess. Maybe two and a half. Could have even been 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're taking your line now.
That's it.
Now, how much do you think it would cost me to get someone to make a sign up saying...
Don't make a sign.
The contaminated water is getting into Queen's Dock because we have been murdering Oompa Loompas and they're decomposing. Oompa Loompa bodies have turned the water brown.
Someone take a shop.
If only we knew someone who's good at photoshopping.
Do not vandalise it.
No, do not vandalise that.
You need to add the sign, that's what it is.
Yes.
I'm going to get the Brownhaven sign made. I really want to get Welcome to Brownhaven sign made up.
Well, you better be quick because it's going to be clear as crystal soon.
Do you think? So we're in the year 2025 at the moment. Let's see.
Yep.
Clear as crystal.
Over 2.5 years, the harbour water in Whitehaven has been brown.
I don't even quite understand what's happened, if I'm honest.
Neither do they.
Something about a large pipe.
Yeah.
That's a pipe is leaking.
A pipe's leaking, basically. Yeah. And it's
from the old railway tunnel. By the way, that railway tunnel, which has probably been there for, a couple hundred years, maybe, something like that, never turned the water brown. And then all of a sudden, they start to build a brand new building, the colour of which is brown.
The colour exactly
and there's that's, a problem with the water.
That's chance.
Oh,
yeah.
Or is it really good kind of marketing?
Craig in Aberdeen says, you know your town is struggling for tourism when you put up a sign advertising poo water.
No, it's not advertising poo water, Craig. It's saying it's not poo water, actually.
Lou in Bournemouth said, Whitehaven featured on Homes Under the Hammer yesterday. It was a brown terraced house. The auction price was 10 grand. It had a loo outside.
Wow. What a bargain.
Oh, Whitehaven. Brownhaven.
No, it's Whitehaven. It'll be Clearhaven soon.
It'll be sad if the brown goes.
We're going to go to Whitehaven. We're going to get a big mayor coat for James. He's going to be the mayor of Brownhaven. The coat will be brown.
No, it won't.
And we're going to give him a bell and he's going to walk up and down the harbour going, oh, yay, the brown water is here to stay.
Yeah. I really
the people
to
would
go.
Love that, wouldn't they?
I'd love to go there.
Well, they'd love it when it goes. That's what I think.
I want to meet Granny Wong. I want to meet Granny Wong and go for a drink with Joe Bernard.
And Madam Pizza, what's her name?
Mrs. Pizza.
Mrs. Pizza. I bet she's furious. Yeah. Mrs. Pizza of Whitehaven.
Granny Wong's a takeaway as well. Never been.
And Tommy Banana.
And Joe Bananas.
That's it.
Is a club pub on the other side of the street.
Yeah, when I went, had a boarded up window.
Yeah, they fixed that now.
They have fixed it now. Yeah, they can fix that. We can't fix the blooming water, can they? For God's sake. The Chris Miles Show. Anyway, 7:57.
The Chris Moyle Show. With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
from the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Right. Time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
May we have your attention? Introducing the Volkswagen May sale. Get £750 on top of existing offers on the amazing Polo, the made for adventure T-Roc, and the electric ID4. Major. Visit your nearest Volkswagen retailer. You may just find the car you've been looking for. I said it was in May, right?
Yes.
Sale ends Monday, the 19th of May.
Stop it.
Search Volkswagen May Sale.
T's and C's apply. Retail buyers only. Order by 19th of May. Registered by 30th of August 2025. Volkswagen Finance.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £116 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw.
Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Still dancing outside, by the way.
He is really going for it now.
Absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
Loving life. I mean, that hangover is going to kick in at some point, isn't it?
I would think so, yeah. I wonder if there's any music actually playing or if it's just all in his head. Oh, he's... Oh, now, what's he... Anyway.
If you just switched on, you don't know what we're talking about. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Basically, there's somebody in Leicester Square dancing.
Yeah.
On their own. They've been there for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Whitehaven's water is still brown. And Dominic Byrne has got your new sport and weather. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, in the past hour, a man has been arrested over fires at properties connected to the Prime Minister. The 21-year-old is being questioned on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life. Nobody was injured when the fires broke out at two separate homes in North London yesterday and on Sunday. Henry Thomas Aldridge has more on this for Radio X.
We now know counter-terror police are involved in the investigation, as well as the London Fire Brigade. Scotland Yard is also looking into a vehicle fire as part of the probe, which happened last Thursday.
In other news this morning, business leaders are warning the economy could take a hit from government plans to reduce migration. As part of it, carers and other skilled workers coming from overseas will need a university degree. There's also concern the changes could deter investment in the UK. A cable problem was behind a huge power outage in London yesterday, which brought the tube network to a halt. There were significant delays during the afternoon and into the evening as well. A new study suggesting heart disease could be detected 10 years before an attack by getting an MRI scan. Researchers at the University of Dundee have called it a significant development. And the Olympic champion Keely Hodgkinson will be awarded her MBE at Windsor Castle today. It's after her success at the Paris Games last year. She won gold in the 800 metres.
No.
What's happened?
I'm so sorry. No, Pippa and I were just watching the person that we thought was drunk in Leicester Square dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they've just turned round and started walking towards the building. I'm so embarrassed.
Wait, what?
It's James O'Brien from LBC.
No.
Sport.
Sheffield United are into the Championship playoff final after they got past Bristol City. It finished 3-0 at Bramall Lane last night. It means the Blades win 6-0 on aggregate. They will play either Sunderland or Coventry. Those two play this evening. Emma Raducanu says she's playing with a smile on her face again, despite being knocked out of the Italian Open tennis. She lost the American Coco Gauff in the last 16 yesterday.
I would love to just keep improving, keep playing. I think that's a positive for me. I don't want to go and like hide in a hole somewhere. I want to get back out there.
Britain's Jack Draper is into last 16 action later on. And after being suspended last week, the Indian Premier League starts up again on Saturday. It was stopped because of the military tensions between India and Pakistan.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Warm and sunny for much of the UK again today. The southwest could see a few showers at times, though. Temperatures could be hitting 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
More weather.
If it's not 25, it's going to be 26. And tomorrow and Thursday are going to be particularly lovely all over the UK.
Even more weather.
And parts of Scotland are going to be seeing lovely temperatures as well. You could argue Scotland doesn't always get excellent temperatures, but Glasgow is going to be, you know, beautiful. Lovely.
Speak in French.
Bonjour. Après avoir fait cela, j'ai décidé d'aller au shopping et j'ai acheté des bonbons pour le petit déjeuner.
Do an impression of Pippa after three large glasses of white wine.
And goodbye.
Would you rather kiss Bono or The Edge?
Bono?
Tell me the first word that pops into your head now.
Fish.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuns.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05. It's Tuesday morning. It's the Chris Moyle Show. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. How are you doing? You all right? Yeah, that's creepy. All right. There's a drunk man dancing in Leicester Square. He's drunk. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
But he's still going.
Whatever it is, it's not agreed with him.
Well, no, I disagree. Quite the energy levels are off the chart.
Through the roof.
He nearly stopped.
I know. Well, also, Pippa noticed he puts his jacket on, dances, and then within 20 seconds just takes it off again.
He's just done exactly what you just said. He's dancing. He's dancing with it now, like a dancing partner.
There are people who listen to the show who live in London and commute into town and then walk through Leicester Square to go to work, because we get people who go, oh, hey, you know. So just in case you are one of those people, look out for him. He's a red hoodie. He's on the corner of the London Erinor Bar 1.
Yeah.
Literally can't miss him.
No.
Can't miss him. Meanwhile, the water in Whitehaven Harbour is still brown. We've had loads of great messages in this morning.
Right, concerned people, is it?
Brownhaven should hire the drunk dancing man as the town mascot.
Yeah.
No, we don't want
Craig
that.
James could do some fundraising for Brownhaven, maybe play the piano and sing some Robbie Williams songs.
Wouldn't raise enough.
Simon says he's worried about Whitehaven. He doesn't think they're going to fix it because it's a big job.
Right, it is. It's a big jobby, that one.
Yeah,
it is.
Big jobby.
Have they called the task force the Brownies?
No, they haven't. it's a professional team.
James says soon the water will be clear as crystal. Somebody's pointed out that clear as crystal is one of Willy Wonka's quotes near the end of the film.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Great.
And Harry says Brownhaven could be a good Glastonbury flag idea.
Yeah.
We're not doing the flags this year.
Yeah.
We are.
Okay. Have we done a Brownhaven one? Has Whitehaven been cheated?
It's a bit niche. I think that's...
What? Are there Glastonbury the flags?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You think that one is a bit niche?
Yeah.
We've had some very weird flags over the years.
Cheeky little wizard.
Cheeky little wizard.
That's not niche.
No, that's what I mean. It is niche.
Have you seen
but
that?
We have talked about Brownhaven, Whitehaven.
That Whitehaven news, generally, I've not seen that before. Whitehaven's just been twinned with Eau de Toilette.
No, it hasn't.
Which is nice.
Must
be
in France. Send that in.
No, it's not, you don't pronounce it like that. You pronounce it broken toilet.
Ah,
that's right, what it
that's
is.
What it is.
No, it's not.
Hey, Eau de Toilette twinned with Eau de Toilette is lovely.
There's a task force on it now.
Yeah.
Where is Whitehaven twinned with?
Oh,
somebody said if they're having trouble with their brand water, we should give Keith Bottom Plumbing a call.
Yes, absolutely. Get all the Bottom people there. Family.
The signs should say National Poo Dissolving Harbour.
No, it's not. It's not poo. We've been through this.
Yeah, it is, by the way, you've got it. If you've never seen it, you've heard us bang on about Brownhaven.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the photo. You will go, oh, my God, they're not joking. Oh, my God. That's why we're not saying it's a little bit brown. Mm. It's like a sea of chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I watched Willy Wonka, whatever they call it, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie's Chocolate Factory, yeah.
The other day.
Mm.
It's the same colour.
Yeah.
It is browner than you think.
Your legs would dissolve, wouldn't they? I mean, if you went wading in
there. No, you wouldn't dissolve.
Is it dangerous to be in? Because if it's not, they should just open it up as a tourist attraction.
They should.
I don't think they'd encourage you to bathe in it.
Right.
But that's just the...
Dive in. The water's vile.
Come on in. It's awful.
Is it thick and gloopy? Is it, like, a bit viscous?
I don't think so. It's just... brown.
Rebadge it Chocolate Land.
Yeah.
I said this before.
Perfect.
They'd make a fortune. They really would.
You have a guy you have a man dressed up as Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Step right up, folks. Look at our brown water.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be made into a tourist attraction.
Oh, honestly, it would
in
be...
in a good way.
It'd be world famous.
Do you actually get tourists to go to Whitehaven?
Yes.
Okay, can I ask a question? Please don't think I'm being rude.
No, don't be rude.
What for?
Oh, there's loads of stuff. There's the rum story, because it's where it used to be a big import area.
Right, but that's not...
And then that's fun. And then people start the coast-to-coast at Whitehaven if you're cycling across the country.
Right, so people go there to leave.
No, or finish. Mm. They aim for it. You have to dip your wheel into the harbour and start the coast-to-coast and go to the other side.
I think they've stopped doing that now.
Yeah.
It looked like they've just driven through some dog poop.
No.
The rubber
you just dip it in. It doesn't dissolve the rubber, Dom.
How far away are you from the lake?
And then you've got the beacon.
From the Lake District. You're not far, are you?
Like 5-10 minutes away.
Right, okay.
It's close.
So that's
from the top end of the Lake District that nobody goes to.
No.
You know, the rough bit. The rough bit. They didn't spend any money on that bit. It's just got a little bit overgrown and wild.
We're minutes away from Ennerdale, which is lovely and crystal and clear.
Ennerdale?
Ennerdale.
Have you said about the New York City bit again? Yeah, do you remember you saying that that New York City is based on the layout of Whitehaven?
Yes, I've said it for years. Whitehaven is the first town planning and first grid system that New York copied.
Yeah, that's why the Hudson at the moment is brown.
That's right.
That's why. Yeah, the Empire State Building is based on the Beacon, I believe, isn't it?
Yes,
just
it
slightly
is.
Taller by like the entire length of the Empire State Building.
Radio X.
What?
Coming up.
One.
More legendary entertainment with legendary music and legendary broadcasting content.
Legendary.
We were too busy doing great radio yesterday. We saved the weekend roundup quiz type thingy until today. Plus, Rob DJ is the official quiz master of all of radio. He's hosting his Monday night pub quiz after 9 on this very show. Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Visit Whitehaven today.
Yeah. It is browner than you think.
Now, that is a great strap line.
Well, that's the new advert.
But in a good way.
Yeah, it's brown.
Of course, yeah.
I'm gonna make you bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show.
It is browner than you think.
And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back.
One night, yeah, one more time.
to the future, where my eyesight is going bad, and this crystal ball, it's always cloudy except for when you look into the
saying, James?
I'm saying Whitehaven's lovely.
It is browner than you think.
It is browner than you think. Whitehaven.
It is browner than you think, but nicer.
Oh, God, it's so embarrassing, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It really is.
It goes from bad to worse, doesn't it?
Well, now I'm chuffed because they've got the task force working on it and they've put a sign up, so things are on the way up.
Right.
It is browner than you think, yeah.
How brown?
It's so brown at the minute.
Do you want to put a time limit on it for when it won't be brown anymore? Do you want to give us that prediction?
Christmas.
Christmas as
what
in
year?
This year? Really? Okay.
It's clear as water.
It's going to be quite a monumental task, isn't it, to change all of that water?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
To clear.
I don't even know what's causing it. That's the most hilarious thing for me, is they have no idea. It's coming up to 3 years and they've no idea. It's getting browner.
It is.
As that new brown building is getting finished, yeah, the water gets browner. But apparently the two are not connected.
Now,
they're not.
On.
I've told you that's by Argos and the brown side's by Tesco. It's the opposite end.
Every little helps.
Exactly.
With Tesco, just FYI.
No.
How do you know? Maybe they're involved in this Oompa Loompa murdering.
It's the mines. And now the sign says, they put a sign up that says it's the mines.
Right.
Just face it, Whitehaven is falling apart. Why don't they send the coaches in? Like Pripyat.
Slightly. Like,
why don't they send the coaches in, get everybody out, take them to next door to Workington.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Right? They can bring all the people in Workington Jam to say, oh, we love Jam, we're coming to live with you. And then just, I don't know, blow the place up.
Yeah. No, it's lovely.
It's not nice, though, is it?
Some nice pubs there. They've just done the bus station. It's great.
What about that athletics track that I DJ'd at?
That's in Hensington. Out of Whitehaven.
Looked like it had not seen the light of day since the Olympics in the 1920s.
That's miles away.
What was the festival? Was it Whitehaven Alive?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember when we saw the live CCTV? He'd never seen a deader looking town in his life. There wasn't nobody there.
You were looking at 4
Tommy Bananas has got a broken window.
No, they've fixed it.
Granny Wong's gone missing.
Never been.
Mrs. Pizza have legged it.
Where is Granny Wong these days, James?
Never been.
The water's
Indian
brown.
Spice,
oh, come on, it's embarrassing. Just get it. Just shut the place down. Ghost town it.
Listen, there's a task force and they're going to
let a few people who don't want to leave, let them stay. They'll go feral. corner the place off. It'll be like an escape from New York.
Have you offered your services? I mean, genuinely, you have a Masters of Engineering degree, don't you? Is there anything you can do? And you worked at Sellafield back in the day.
I don't really think that can help.
Really?
I'd like to help, but right. I don't know if my
sister... I'd offer your services.
We do have some breaking news. Our reporter James Robinson. James, what's going on?
Oh, no, it's gone brown.
Oh, no.
It's brown. Browner than ever, actually. So many clips all to do with...
And the local papers call the Cumbria crack. I mean, you couldn't make
it's
it up.
It's so brown.
It is so brown.
It is browner than you think.
It is browner than you think.
They should have Brownload Festival there. Someone's saying.
That's great.
Good.
Brownload.
Brown sugar.
Brown water in the harbour. La 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 la. Hoo-wee. Right, Kings of Leon.
You got the best to play the role. You can't play with me. And all the bros try for the cousin, try for cheddar, talk slow. She got a hat and all her ass is his asshole. She'll be a bobbin to me.
Kings of Leon and fans right here on Radio X. You'll be delighted to hear that...
It is browner than you think.
I know it is, yeah.
It's so brown at the minute.
Yeah. Dominic has put on his promoter head and he's starting to create the lineup for the new festival taking place in Brownhaven.
Yeah, Brownload.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the water in the harbour is brown.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested a festival called Brownload. And Dom, I believe you started booking the bands already.
Yeah, ZZ Plop have said yes.
ZZ Plop, yes.
They're first in.
Stop it.
They're first in. Pootu.
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 Lovely, yeah.
Which are good. The Brown Stripes.
The Brown Stripes, good.
What are they? Yeah.
The Cheeky Girls.
The Cheeky Girls, that's good.
Bum 41.
Yeah, Bum 41.
They're going to be playing. Well, these
are Sting 182.
Lovely.
Sting 182 is lovely.
Oh,
this is great. It writes itself, doesn't it?
You're going to be up there singing as well? You're going to do your big hit, Brown Water?
Absolutely, Brown Water. Definitely.
Pooh Fighters.
Pooh Fighters?
Pooh Fighters. System of a Brown. See, that's lovely as well.
Come on, James. This is going to be great, isn't
it? No, it's not a laugh.
You're going to compare the event. It's going to be excellent.
Yeah, he's the new mayor.
It's not a laughing matter.
I made you mayor, didn't I, when I DJ'd there? We brought you on stage as the new mayor of Whitehaven.
You just announced it, saying it I was.
Needs one, right?
It does.
There you go. There's a vacancy.
Oh.
Stink Floyd. No.
Bon Jobby. They're going to be playing.
Bon Jobby is good. Plop Loader. Yeah. That's another good one.
The Poutons. They're lovely. And hot chocolate. And also, Gary Barlow and Takes Platt.
The Brown Keys.
Level 40 Poo.
Oh, that's lovely.
So we're all coming in now. This is it. This
what
is
a lineup.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, here they come.
Michael Pooble. He's going to sing. Good. That's something seven. Let's just stick to Shed Seven. We can't do
that
one.
Dodgy Brackets Curry. That's another one.
Yeah.
And don't forget, of course, Fleetwood Crap.
Oh no, it's gone brown.
Sister Sludge has just been added.
Yes. Elton John.
It's going to be a great festival, James. And will Franz Ferdinand be there?
It's hard to get out. It's hard to get out when it's so dark. Hard to look out. It's uncertain, but the curtain won't draw itself. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Where can you go when no one knows your name? No one's glad that you came. Oh, lonely, it's so close. It's on the corner of the Golden Guy. You know the owner and he knows which shot is the usual for you. The memory.
Ferdinand and Bar Lonely on Radio X. That's Franz Ferdinand. I mean, that's shoehorning that one in. I'll give you that.
There's so many we can't say. It is being hosted by William Shatner, though.
Is he?
No, he's busy.
Labby Whiffrey is going to be playing.
Ah, Labby?
Yep. The High Flying Birds.
Yes.
But yeah, we can't say that word.
No, not really. It's a weird one, that one, isn't it?
Barbara Streisand, but they've changed the surname slightly. Can't read that one out either.
That one.
The Small Feces are coming back from the 70s.
Yeah, that's nice.
Stinking Park, have we done that one?
We haven't. That's a lovely one.
Stinking Park is good.
Alice Pooper, he's going to be performing.
Whiffy Clyro. That's nice.
We're coming up with bad names to do with poo. Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's on a Tuesday as well, look.
I think we're the only radio show in the world currently doing this feature.
I think so. Have we said Bumford and Sons?
Bumford and Sons, get them on the list. The Dandy funny. Fart Holes. Have we done,
float ahead.
This is great.
Oh, dear.
Oh. No, too far.
Yeah.
Too good.
Diarrhea Straits.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Are they on there?
They closed the show.
David Pooey, have we done him?
Mm-hmm.
Have we done Depeche Commode?
No, we haven't. Lovely. That's a nice one. Oh,
lovely.
And headlining the whole thing, all the way from America, big signing, the Poo-Tang Clan. They are going to be there.
That's a good get.
With ODB.
Yeah.
He's going to be... Doesn't it change his name? You're listening to the Today programme here on Radio 4.
That's right. Shipping forecast is next.
Oh, dear. There we are. Right, I think we're done now.
Yeah.
Brown day. Yeah. All right, stop now. Stop. Status quo. Yeah, we've done them all. I think we've done them. Stop now. Stop. James, I think you should go to Brownhaven and pitch this idea. They are going to love it. And I tell you, Workington will be green with envy while you guys are brown with envy.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It is 8:30.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Can I get a woo-woo?
Hello there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...